Jesus has just performed that miracle, the multiplication of the loaves we heard about last week, and now all the people are coming. They're excited. Jesus is probably feeling some human excitement too. The people are gathering around him. He's hoping, he's wondering, could this be the moment when they make the connection that the bread is not just meant to be physical nourishment, though it is, but a greater symbol of what God wants to do for them through himself, the bread of life. But it's one of those I like to call face palm moments in the gospel when Jesus hears their reply and has to go like this. Ugh. Because they've come because he says their stomachs have been filled. They're working for food that perishes. They were excited about all this free bread. And the Lord did his best to clarify, it's not the bread that I want you to be focusing on, not the physical nourishment you received, but the sign that harkens back to, yes, Moses in the desert and the manna, but points forward to something much greater, the bread of life that I will give you in the Eucharist. Today, you all are here and not expecting to be fed physically. Hopefully you have plans for a nice breakfast or lunch after Mass to take care of that. But we can make a similar mistake on a spiritual level. We can come and settle for less. We can come and not realize truly how much grace God wants to give us in the Eucharist. It's natural, I think, as time goes on, for our fervor and our faith to sort of grow a little cold and need stirring up, and perhaps that's what the readings are meant to do for us today. And so I want to invite you to examine yourself. Do you come and expect miracles, great things to happen in your life, great amounts of grace to be poured in, to give you strength to make it through another week? And do you bring the things you struggle with, the things you're thankful for, those who need prayers with you, knowing that at that moment of communion, your union with God is renewed. And at that moment, you have a special opportunity to receive grace for yourself and pray for others. Just as some encouragement, I'm going to read two sentences from the Catechism that explains a little of what happens here at communion. What material food produces in our bodily life, Holy Communion wonderfully achieves in our spiritual life. Communion with the flesh of the risen Christ preserves, increases, and renews the life of grace received at baptism.